The Trial of Abraham.
When Isaac was a young man, God came to Abraham and said, "Abraham, take Isaac, the son you love so dearly, and go to a place that I'll show you. There, I want you to sacrifice him as a burnt offering." And so the next morning, Abraham got up early and cut wood for the sacrifice. He saddled the donkey, took two servants, and started on the journey. 3 days later, Abraham saw the place God had selected. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. Isaac and I will go and worship the Lord. We'll come back after the sacrifice." He told Isaac to carry the wood. Abraham took the hot coals and the knife. Isaac looked around and said, "Father, we have the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for sacrifice?" Abraham looked at his son and finally said, God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice." When they got to the place God had selected, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on top. Next, he tied up his son and put him on top of the wood. He then reached for the knife to kill his son. With that, the angel of the Lord said, "Abraham, Abraham, don't kill your son. Don't do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you are willing to give me your son." With that, Abraham looked up and saw a ram with his horns caught in a bush. He took the ram and used him for the sacrifice instead of his son. Abraham named the place, "The Lord Will Provide." Afterwards, God said to Abraham, "Because you have obeyed me, I will bless you and your descendants. Look at the stars. I'll make your descendants as hard to count as those stars. Look at the seashore. Your descendants will be as hard to count as the sand on the seashore. On top of that, I'll make them prominent, even in the cities of their enemies. And the whole world will be blessed because of them." Then Abraham and Isaac went back to where the servants were waiting, and together they went home.